Logos appear. Flying stars skim across a lake toward a distinctive pyramid-like mountain with a snow-covered peak. The stars form an arch over the mountain. Paramount, a Viacom company. Large and small orange balls bounce in, chased by a robotic dog. The larger ball bears a word. A laser fires from the dog's back, creating a blue ball bearing another word. Nickelodeon, movies. Titles appear. Paramount Pictures and Nickelodeon Movies present an O Entertainment production. A title blasts into view, surrounded by zooming atomic particles. Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius. Large satellite dishes point to the sky, surrounded by a fence. Words appear. Colorado Tracking Station, 7:26 a.m. Inside, technicians track on monitors.
You better have a look at this, sir.
A military officer leans over.
Commercial flight.
No, too fast, sir.
One of our own?
Air Force has nothing scheduled.
He straightens.
We've got ourselves a bogey.
A red light flashes. Engines ignite on the back of four fighter jets as they take off into the sky. They zoom past the control tower towards the clouds in a strict diamond formation. They split and continue toward a craft shooting into the air. Inside a jet.
Eric, leader to Delta Group, anticipate visual contact now.
Two boys and a robotic dog fly in a rocket ship.
Holy cow, guys!
Hi, nice antiques! Got a blast!
He zooms upward.
Fusion mix stable? Engine cycling at 1 million gigajoules? Cool, we didn't blow up.
Green! Jimmy, I think they want us to pull over.
Well, no time for that, Carl. Stand by with the satellite.
Okay, what do I do again?
You're the deployment system, Carl. As soon as we clear the atmosphere, you just throw it.
Right.
Prepare to leave the atmosphere!
Elsewhere, a plate of bacon and eggs makes a smiley face.
Sorry about the toast, dear. I had to make it in the oven. I can't find our toaster anywhere.
Oh, look. Well, this oven toast is brilliant, sugar booger. And your yolks are absolutely perfect, too. Oh, run away with me, my love.
Okay. But we'll have to take my car because your transmission needs a new compression cuff.
Whatever.
A toy in a cereal box.
Oh, this is a good one. Quack, quack, quack.
Would you try calling Jimmy? He's going to miss the bus again.
Jimmy! Breakfast! Time to come down! Down, 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 down.
Quack.
Down, 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 down.
Quack, quack.
The ship reaches the atmosphere.
Engaging pulse rocket! Now!
Sparks fly. Carl heaves the toaster satellite into the sky, but it falls back, hitting Jimmy in the head. The rocket's engine sputters black smoke.
Is this supposed to happen?
Jimmy shuts his eyes.
One thing.
The view travels into his ear past a lit sign reading Earwax Museum and into his brain. Purple and green synapses flash as the view passes the toaster and heads toward a bright atom.
Brain blast! Give me your lunch!
Jimmy shakes a can as his robot dog spits tape.
Thanks, boy.
He bites down, cutting it. Jimmy tapes the can to the toaster and pulls a loose string from Carl's shirt. He throws the toaster, then pulls the string attached to it, opening the soda can. Soda hits them as the toaster sails through the atmosphere.
Wow!
Don't try that at home.
Jimmy looks back at the engine. The ship drops toward Earth, smoke behind it.
Must engage stabilizers!
Jimmy presses a switch, and wings extend from the sides of the ship.
Now just a quick stop at my house?
I don't know, Jimmy. I gotta get to school on time. Maybe they decide you
right,
promised. No, I didn't mean to.
Jimmy pulls a lever, and Carl shoots out of his seat. A parachute opens. Carl hangs upside down.
Okay.
Fasten your seatbelt, Goddard. It's gonna be a bumpy ride.
The rocket crashes through a set of power lines, breaking off its wings. Jimmy drops the landing gear as it knocks a bell out of a bell tower. He pulls another lever. Parasols pop open, catch wind, and rip off the back half of Jimmy's ship. The rocket smashes through a billboard, plummeting toward the roof of a house. It bounces off and skips to the next roof, then several more, cutting off shingles. In the kitchen, Jimmy's parents look up.
Well, what do you know? The chimney fell off again.
On the roof.
Well, that wasn't so bad, huh?
Jimmy and Goddard hop out of the crushed ship as the brick chimney topples onto a parked car.
Oops.
James, Isaac, Neutron!
He hides.
I see you up there.
How many times have we told you not to launch yourself off the roof?
Probably 9. Exactly 9. They say repetition is good for a developing brain.
Then just what do you think you're doing?
Well, last night I received a message from outer space, but it was garbled in the ionosphere, so Mom, I had to launch a communications toaster. Satellite.
Well, and then when I tried... message from space? Wow.
Don't encourage him, Hugh. Jimmy, we've repeatedly told you not to talk to strangers.
Oh, but Mom, I'm on the verge of contact with an advanced alien civilization.
I don't care how advanced they say they are, Jimmy. If your father and I haven't met them, they're strangers. Right, Hugh?
Yeah, except for policemen. They're there to help you.
Jimmy and Goddard nod solemnly. Goddard's ears spin rapidly. Holding Goddard's foot, they helicopter down.
Oh, you gotta admit, that is pretty neat.
She folds her arms.
But very unsafe, honey. That's bad.
Hugh gives her a thumbs up, and she shakes her head. Now, Jimmy turns the knob on his closet, and a vacuum ejects from the air vent above. It sucks off his shirt. Robot arms dress Jimmy, pulling his pants up tightly.
Deactivate fan!
Jimmy shoots a sucker dart into his son on a ceiling mobile. The planets lower over the bed, clutch up the star-patterned blanket, spin it, then drop it into place. In the bathroom.
Engage, Gingivitis 2000.
A futuristic eye mask lowers, and he makes a brushing motion as a laser cleans his teeth. The mask shows which teeth to target, then lifts. He points. A setting hits rinse. It blasts him with water, which he squirts out. He grabs a remote.
Robo-barber prototype, engage.
Online.
A several-armed machine works.
Ta-da.
It gives him a mohawk.
You rock.
It gives him a ponytail.
You go, girl.
Finally, it gives him an ice cream sundae-shaped style. An alert on Jimmy's computer reads, tie shoes.
Shoebot!
A robot springs up, rolls to Jimmy, and starts to furiously tie his shoelaces. His computer flashes, bus alert. Jimmy looks out his window as the bus pulls up. He hops out of his chair. He topples over. He rolls over to find his laces tied together. Shoebot shrugs. Jimmy slides down the banister as Goddard's robot arm gets the door.
Bye, Goddard!
Backpack on, he runs toward the bus, but it pulls away.
Wait, I'm here!
Goodbye, son! Have a good day!
Goddard poops, nuts, and bolts.
Goddard, not on the porch!
Jimmy chases the bus.
Hey, wait!
It drives off.
Seems like the perfect opportunity to try out the Super Bubble Gummobile!
No, Jimmy, don't try it! It's too soon!
Nonsense! All great inventions need a test run.
He pulls out a small, glowing yellow ball with an atom sign on it, pops it in his mouth, and chews. He blows a giant translucent bubble that engulfs him.
All right!
He jumps.
Whoa!
Jimmy bounces in the bubble down the road, shooting into the air. He bounces over houses, headed toward the school bus. He reaches it, bouncing back and forth. Inside, a girl listens to a CD player with headphones.
Right
here!
Hey, look! Neutron's got another one.
Students look.
Nice invention, Nerdtron. Too bad somebody already invented the bus.
Hey, guys! I've got it down this time! Internal combustion is such old science. Bubble travel is the way of the future!
He hits a tree, bursting the bubble, and falls into a trash can.
I guess trees are like the brakes?
The bus drives on. Covered in yellow gum, Jimmy shakes his head and wears a disappointed look. In the tree.
Jimmy!
Oh, Carl!
He falls out of the trash and hops up. A robotic arm extends from his pack with scissors.
Careful! Ow! Oh, wow.
It snips at Carl's harness. Carl hits several branches, then the ground.
Thanks.
That's what I'm here for.
They run.
Oh, what a day, huh?
Look at the bright side, Carl. The worst is behind us.
They head toward a school. Inside.
And my fossil to chromosome ratios clearly demonstrate that female dinosaurs, like this plesiosaurus, were the stronger and smarter of their species. But so what else is new?
The pigtailed blonde smirks.
After class, I'll be happy to demonstrate how boy dinosaurs got their butts kicked by girl dinosaurs on a regular basis.
Excuse me, but the mandible crest of Cindy's alleged plesiosaur is actually that of a male megalosaur as defined by last week's World Congress of Paleontologists.
Those fights! findings were inconclusive, and you know it, Neutron.
Hello? Miss Fell, what is the standard for research on these extra credit reports?
They face her.
Yes, well, let's move along to show and tell now, shall we?
A brown-haired boy.
This is ultra large.
Sheen, this is the seventh week in a row you've shown ultra Lord in class.
Miss Fowl, this one is different. This purple vengeance version with power fists and nuclear knees is in rare, never-been-seen condition, making it highly collectible.
Never been seen, huh? Well, then, how do you know it's even in there?
Guardedly, Sheen removes the action figure and displays it. Cindy shakes her head. Sheen's eyes bulge as he looks between the box and the toy.
No!
Hey, Jimmy. I see a frog.
He holds up a drawing.
That looks great, Carl.
Thanks. What are you drawing?
Fly cycle modifications for Goddard. Second prototype.
Prototype, huh?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, you know, that looks good, too.
Thanks, Carl.
Carl! Would you please share with us your show and tell?
Okay.
Carl goes to the front of the class.
This is my inhaler. It provides fast-acting relief of bronchial swelling due to asthma or allergies. One touch of the button and...
He sprays his eyes.
Thank you, Carl. Alright, next we have...
Nick!
A boy in a jean jacket leans in the door and sucks on a purple lollipop. Girls flutter their lashes.
Ah, yes, Nick! You are a tad tardy again!
Oh my, am I? Yeah, it took me a little while to copy my mom's handwriting for this late note.
He tosses it.
Your show and tell, please.
Let's go. You know, I don't really do show and tell.
Oh, yes, that's right. Thank you, Nick!
Oops.
Did you drop this?
Yes, well, I, my drop pencil.
Jimmy, we eagerly await another one of your, interesting show and tells.
As a matter of fact, I brought my latest invention. Behold, the shrink ray.
What's the matter, Neutron? Aren't you short enough already?
Funny, Cindy. But this device is more suited to shrink something as vast as space itself. Like, say, your mouth.
He selects an ant-sized setting, but the device sparks and smokes.
So much for the Nobel Prize!
Children, that's enough!
Better luck next time!
I worked this morning.
Carl pats his back.
I like your useless shrink ray, Jimmy.
Oh, well, it's probably just a programming error.
He shrugs his pack, and the ray shoots Miss Fowl, shrinking her to the size of an ant.
Oh, my!
She stands on her desk as a worm emerges from a nearby apple.
Oh.
It snarls rows of teeth. She stabs at it with a toothpick. Later.
Oh, come on, Jimmy. You know, some of the greatest inventors of all time started as complete hopeless failures, too.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Carl. I feel better, I think.
I'm glad.
That's good. Hey, Retroland Theme Park, check it out! Meet Ultra Lord. Life!
Oh, look, it's the state-of-the-art bone-warping gravity ride!
I can hang out with Ultra Lord!
And there's a petting zoo!
Well, look at this!
No, meet Ultra Lord live!
Llamas and capybaras!
Who cares? Meet Ultra Lord live!
Yeah, but I'm gonna touch a llama!
Guys, we have got to go to the grand opening tonight!
Yeah!
Yeah, but my folks won't let me stay out after dark.
Well, it is a school night. Oh, Puke and Pluto, there's gotta be something we can do. It's the grand opening.
A skateboard stops.
Sneak out.
Huh?
What? Huh? You heard me, dweebs. Sneak out.
Well, yeah, but my parents sort of told me.
Parents? What, are you guys gonna be kids forever? I mean, what your parents don't know won't hurt them, right?
But Nick, sneaking out is so barbaric.
Whatever, Neutron.
but there's only one opening night, and anybody who matters is gonna be there.
Nick skates down an alley, hopping an oil drum and turning the corner.
What do you think, Jimmy?
Nick has a point. There is only one opening night.
Think.
Well, according to the Newville Journal of Medicine, monkeys are easily influenced by positive reinforcement, e.g. the giving of a banana. And since human and monkey DNA only differ by 2%, the same principle should work on our parents.
My dad's allergic to bananas.
Oh, it's not the bananas. It's the principle. It's called psychology. All you have to do is butter them up. Give it a try. I'll call you guys later. We go to Retroland tonight!
Yay! Yeah!
Jimmy presses a button on his backpack strap, and it transforms into a jetpack. He zooms into the air, hitting buildings and avoiding cars. He flies down the street, then above some storefront buildings.
Whew.
He looks around, then, smiling, zooms down to a jewelry store window. He presses his hands to the glass, looking at pearls and diamonds.
I know!
He zooms through an oyster house.
Excuse me, you threw a net! Thanks!
He flies out, carrying a net full of oysters.
A few oysters?
He sails over people, passing a fountain. Now he flies next to a train.
One lump of coal, coming up!
He takes one from the coal car.
Thanks, Gus!
Jimmy pierces the head of an elephant-shaped bush, heading toward the sky with a mouthful of roses. He passes over his neighborhood, his engine sputtering out over his backyard. He hits the ground. In the garage, his mom works beneath a car.
Jimmy, is that you, dear?
Yeah, Mom! I'll be in a second!
He plucks his hair.
DNA match confirmed. Welcome home, Jimmy.
Eliminate school smell!
Normal odor restored.
Thank you, Vox.
You're welcome.
He turns a radio knob.
Warning. Entry tube closed for maintenance.
What?
A tunnel opens, and he jumps in.
Thank you, Vox.
You're welcome.
Now, Jimmy enters a high-tech underground lab.
Here, Goddard. Here, boy. Here, Goddard.
Goddard wiggles his box body and hops over.
Hey, look what I brought you. Aluminum.
A can.
You want it? Huh? Sit.
He does.
Roll over.
His head spins on its axis as his paws dangle.
Wait, Dad.
Goddard freezes. Then he explodes.
Mental note. Fix bug in obedience program.
Goddard rebuilds himself, then shakes it off. He hops out of the rubble.
Good boy.
Goddard extends his neck to catch the can high in the air, then swallows it.
Okay, Goddard, let's check the experiment.
Jimmy goes into the next room. He and Goddard cross a catwalk as below, robots work on a new invention. They add and weld parts to a figure. Jimmy heads into the next room. He goes to a circular table of different projects and presses an instrument effects pedal to turn it.
The invisible hamsters are looking great, I think.
A hamster wheel spins on its own.
Let's see how the girl-eating plant is doing.
A yellow-toothed flower sniffs three photos, then takes a bite out of the one of Cindy.
Nice choice, as usual.
He tosses the eaten photo into a box of others.
The latest burping soda formula. A guaranteed one burp per sip.
He drops back. Goddard licks the spilled soda. Jimmy gets to his feet.
Excuse you.
He takes a seat in an office chair in front of a large monitor and set of controls. The screen reads, messages zero.
You know, there's still no reply to our satellite message. Jeez, it's been a whole day. You'd think we would have heard from an alien civilization by now, huh? Yeah. Oh, well, come on, Goddard.
Jimmy jumps up and Goddard follows. He dumps oysters onto a conveyor belt and moves levers.
Stay off.
A feather tickles one open.
Add a little sand.
Sand drops from a shoe.
And in you go.
The oysters in a microwave-like box. Jimmy turns a knob labeled years to 4. They pop open, revealing pearls inside. He heats coal with a blowtorch.
I'm just an old lump of coal. But I'm gonna be a diamond someday. Oh, yeah.
Jimmy!
He comes out of the fireplace.
Hi, Mom. Oh, Jimmy, you scared the bejeebers out of me.
Oh, sorry about your bejeebers, Mom. And might I add how lovely you look today.
Jimmy, I'm covered in transmission fluid.
Exactly. And might I say, filth
never looked so good.
Yes, well, how was show and tell today?
It was okay. But first, happy birthday, Mom!
Jimmy, these are beautiful. But, sweetie, it's not my birthday.
Oh, it's not? Well, and whatever will I do with these lovely pearls and priceless earrings?
She takes them.
These can't be real.
Oh, but they can. And they are!
A disco ball lifts from Goddard's head.
And all these fabulous gifts and prizes could be yours if you know the correct answer to this question. Please, may I go to Retroland tonight?
No, it's a school night.
Thank you so much, Mother, and might I say...
His face falls, and he chases after her.
Did you just say no?
Yes.
Yes!
No.
No.
Yes.
Yes!
Jimmy?
But all my friends are going, and anybody who matters is going to be there, Mom.
Oh, I matter, and your father matters, and you matter. But you're not going. Maybe we can go next weekend.
Oh, wait, I'm sure there must be something else in here to change your mind.
He accidentally engages the jetpack, sending him zooming around the room. Goddard ducks as Jimmy flies over him. He runs into his mom, taking her with him as they both grip the pack. His mom lets go. His head gets stuck in the wall. He frees himself as the jetpack lights a curtain on fire.
Ow! I didn't do it!
Stop!
She beats the fire with her bouquet. Jimmy pulls Goddard's tail and foam blasts from his rear, covering the fire and Jimmy's mom.
Okay, Jimmy. That's the last straw. We have told you time and time again about playing with rockets.
Mom, it's technically not a rocket. It's more of a jetpack type thing.
I don't care what type thing it is. You just climb those stair type things right now. Your father will have a few words to say to you when he gets home.
Not a rocket.
March!
Jimmy rolls his eyes and sulks off. In space, the satellite toaster turns as it floats through the darkness. A green light surrounds the toaster, drawing it upward toward an alien spaceship shaped like a chicken. The toaster is sucked into the ship through the open beak. Two robot hands grab it. Inside a vast chamber, a throne towers above aliens working at controls.
Yes.
A green alien in an egg-shaped robot body.
The king loves his little off-guard. Yes, he does.
The king pets a space rodent, then eats it.
Yes, he does.
Sire, my king, it appears to be some type of alien transmission device.
The king looks at it, unimpressed.
Tell me, when did it become acceptable to approach my royal throne unannounced?
Oh, yes, of course, my
space
king.
Space him!
A minion presses a button. A tube emerges that sucks the alien out of the ship and blasts him into space. A green gooey alien drops into a closed shell behind a swinging door. He emerges. He zooms through the air, tripping on the throne, and hits the ship's large windshield.
Oh, I missed it.
Can I space another?
No.
Oh, please, brother.
I said no, Ubla.
Oh, please.
I would love for that to stop.
Please. Oh, what have we here? As the king's royal assistant, I am the official checker of the new things to be checked.
Oh. Ublar presses the toaster and toast pops out.
It's all right. I'll handle this. Hello!
He stares at the toast.
What galaxy are you from?
Ublar.
Where is your leader?
Ublar, stop it. It's toast.
Oh. Hello, toast! I greatly admire your ship.
A panel on the toaster opens.
Beginning transmission from Earth.
A video from Jimmy plays on the windshield.
Greetings from planet Earth. I'm Jimmy Neutron, and you're an alien life form.
Oh,
welcome the
what a big head.
For the mutual exchange of scientific knowledge and universal brotherhood. This here is my dog, Goddard. This that you're looking at is my room. That's where I sleep. And this is my mom and dad right here. Mom, dad.
Freeze that image!
The king zooms over to the still of Jimmy's parents.
They look delicious.
His eyes narrow.
The search is over!
The view closes in on Jimmy's parents' faces. Outside, the swarm of alien spaceships blasts into another galaxy. In Jimmy's room...
But, Dad, all my friends are gonna be there.
I know, son. But if all your friends were named Cliff, would you jump off them? I don't think you would. You see, Jimmy, son, let me tell you a little about rockets. Oh, they're big people things, son. And you just can't go around playing with big people, fiery, flying things. Because that's what rockets are. Rockets are flying things.
Hugh stands.
Well, I hope this talk has helped.
Hugh leaves. Goddard and Jimmy shrug at each other.
Oh, and by the way, Mom says you're grounded. Sorry!
He shuts the door.
What good is it to be a genius if you can't even go out on a school night? Goddard, options.
Apologize. Your parents love you.
Next.
Create a time capsule. Escape to the future.
Oh, take too long. Next.
Build Goddard a female poodle.
Goddard, this is serious.
Sneak out.
That's it. Barbaric problems call for barbaric solutions. Phone, please.
Goddard tosses his ear to Jimmy, who dials.
Carl, it's me. You get permission? Me neither. It turns out, parents don't understand psychology. Tell Sheen to meet us at Retroland in 1 hour. We're sneaking out.
Downstairs, a TV plays a jailbreak.
Take that!
Jimmy's awfully quiet up there, Hugh. Do you think we were too tough?
No, I don't think so, dear, no.
Maybe I should check on him.
No, now. I'm sure he's just reflecting on the error of his ways.
He tosses popcorn.
Dealing with it in a mature, responsible manner.
He eats it. Upstairs.
Mom says you're grounded. Take that!
He shrinks an alien toy with his invention.
It's working now. Okay, Goddard. You know what to do. Good boy.
Jimmy shrinks himself.
See you later, Goddard.
The shrink ray lands on him. Now he sneaks down the stairs.
Jimmy's a big boy now. Don't you worry, sugar bunny.
Oh, I suppose you're right.
He drops the shrink ray.
I was a kid once. I remember being grounded a whole week and not being allowed to go to my best friend's bachelor party.
Hugh points the ray at the TV and shrinks it.
Well, what did you do?
Well, actually, I snuck out.
He fixes the TV, then shrinks her head.
You don't think that she...
Her head returns to normal.
No. Besides, how's he gonna sneak out? It's not like he can just walk right out the front door.
That's true.
Hugh kicks Jimmy and the shrink ray out the mail slot. Landing on the front steps, Jimmy shakes his head and looks around. He gets to his feet and rolls the shrink ray over.
Retroland, here I come.
He carries it on his back down the sidewalk. In the house across the street, Cindy balances on one foot in a karate gi in her room.
Libby, you're breaking my concentration. Hey, I gotta choose a ring that fits my personality.
Yeah! Here we go!
Libby dances to it.
Tell me what it is you're supposed to be doing again.
Tai Chi while drinking purple flurp.
Cindy chugs from a can.
Tai Chi promotes wellness, relaxes, and rejuvenates the body. Whereas purple flurp...
The can ricochets and she catches it.
Being 98% sugar creates tension, a temporary rush of energy and mood swings. I figure if I do them together, I achieve perfect balance.
She balances the can on her head and falls over. A sign outside a theme park reads Retroland.
Wow. It's better than a poster.
Gentlemen, this will be a night we shan't easily forget.
I don't know what shan't means, but let's go!
A crowd of children run into the park's entrance, spreading out. Carl points at a coaster circling around a giant figure. Sheen points at another that dives into several volcanoes. Jimmy points at one with a sign reading, "Show me the mummy." Now, they ride a spinning attraction named Octopuke. Carl gags and covers his mouth. He opens it, and the view passes through to he and Jimmy on a gondola ride shaped like a human eye. Jimmy looks out the pupil down at Sheen, who's meeting Ultra Lord.
Do you promise to use your powers for good and not evil?
Yes, Ultra Lord.
Now, counterpart, take this Ultra Mask.
I will.
And lead the fight for justice.
He gives the mask to Sheen, who faints.
Is this kid with anyone?
Next, they go to the petting zoo.
Go, Carl!
Standing near a llama, Carl tentatively reaches out a finger, barely touching it.
Whee!
Now, he proudly wears a pin reading, "I touched a llama."
Whoa! Now that's what I call a ride!
A winged skull flashes lasers over a sign reading, "Bat out of heck." Jimmy and Sheen share a coaster car as it blasts through a track in a cave. Carl sucks on an inhaler as the cars swerve around huge turns.
This is way beyond awesome!
Just think, if you boneheaded dweebs had listened to your parents, you'd be home in bed instead of riding this monster.
Nick rides above them on a separate track, which splits from theirs as they hit a steep drop into a demon's mouth.
Oh, man, okay.
At Jimmy's house, his parents head upstairs.
I tell you, he's fine.
Just a quick peek, Hugh.
There. Now what I tell you.
Jimmy, are you awake, dear?
Yes, Mother. I am awake.
Son, your mother and I just wanted to say goodnight.
Yes, and to tell you that we love you.
As Jimmy's mom goes to the bed, Goddard pulls the blanket over his head. She sits.
Oh, honey. I know you're upset. We don't like to punish you. You're such a special boy.
Goddard's chin trembles.
Oh.
She looks back at Hugh in the doorway. In Jimmy's lab, the monster flower sleeps. The view passes it as it moves to Jimmy's monitor, which flashes red. White letters on the screen read, "Alert." In space, a swarm of chicken-shaped alien spaceships head for Earth, their green engines glowing behind them. Meanwhile, Jimmy's mom reads a book titled Unwrapping Your Gifted Child.
According to this, we should encourage Jimmy without overindulging him.
Okay. What does it say about rockets?
Ooh. Is there someone in the kitchen?
Our kitchen? I didn't hear anything.
She points at the kitchen.
Ooh.
Hugh reluctantly gets out of bed.
Honey, did you leave the green light on?
He opens the kitchen door.
Jimmy?
An alien turns.
Jimmy!
Hugh dons his glasses. He and the alien blink at each other.
You're not Jimmy!
Hugh freezes as he's blasted with light.
Hugh!
The kitchen door swings.
Hugh, are you all right? Hugh!
Green light blasts the entire house. The alien hangs a paper on the fridge and stamps a message onto it. Now the ships pass overhead. As the green rays of the light blast onto the houses, adults are pulled from them toward the ships, frozen in position. Jimmy's parents float upward into a hovering ship. The ships abduct a man reading on the toilet and a woman with curlers in her hair. The beaks of the massive spaceships shut, and the swarm blasts off into the night sky. It fades into an angry face on a bat balloon that Carl holds as he walks with Jimmy and Sheen.
Was that so cool,
yeah.
Kid?
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Mind bending.
Yeah. Hey, my pants are almost dry. Hey, Jimmy, I never thought I'd say it, but here goes. You know what? That Nick is not such a bad guy.
Are you kidding? He's a genius.
He's a genius.
No offense, Jimmy.
Yeah.
None taken. Actually, I find his insights on how to deal with one's parents quite refreshing.
Yeah, wouldn't it be great if our folks just all disappeared for a while?
Oh, yeah. Hey, a shooting star!
Cool. You get to make a wish, Lucky.
What should I wish for?
I know what I'd wish for. I'd wish for no more parents. That way we could do whatever we wanted, whenever we wanted. We'd be free. We could have fun all the time.
Yeah!
They thrust their fists into the air. Later, in Jimmy's bedroom.
Four, three, two, we have liftoff!
A rocket alarm rattles.
Abort mission! Abort mission!
Jimmy hits it.
Goddard, wake mode. All right, come on, boy. Race you to the kitchen.
Goddard chases Jimmy downstairs into the kitchen. He opens the fridge.
Hey, Mom! Did you get any more purple flurp? Mom?
He shuts it, then takes a note off the door and reads it.
Your son / daughter, we have gone to Florida for an extended vacation.
Love your parents.
Yeah, my parents went to Florida too.
That's weird. From the look of it, I'd say a lot of parents are gone.
What? Did they all go to Florida?
Maybe they went to get juice or something.
I don't digest pulp well. It makes me bloaty.
Jimmy stares.
Goddard, scan for adult life forms.
Goddard extends a satellite dish from his back.
Just as I thought, there are absolutely no adults anywhere within radar. They're gone. The whole city. No parents.
No parents.
No parents!
They throw their notes in the air. The view rises as children run in the streets. Later, a kid wields a sky-high ice cream cone.
Excuse me!
Jimmy zooms past on a scooter, knocking it over.
I'm letting out the cold!
I'm peeing in the shower!
Whee!
Carl surfs a llama as it runs. Now, the town's children invade the mall, starting with the arcade.
I'm walking up the down escalator! My clothes don't match, my clothes don't match. I'm out in public and my clothes don't match.
Cindy opens her door to see the monster flower with a note reading, "To Cindy from Nick." It snaps at her and she slams the door. Jimmy and Carl pop out from a bush.
Still doing it! Go, go, go!
Jimmy arrives at a diner with the sign, "Candy Bar."
Welcome to the candy bar, whoopee cushion or non-whoopee cushion.
In the whoopee cushion section, kids bounce on them excitedly. Across the diner, Carl and Sheen dance on a table. Jimmy and Goddard go over.
What'll it be, boys?
A teal pie hits Carl in the face.
We'll have what he's throwing.
Excellent choice.
She throws two in Jimmy and Sheen's faces. At the school, a boy runs the water fountain, flooding the halls.
Hang on!
Cindy pulls Libby on water skis.
No skiing in the halls! Don't make me get the fall tractor!
Guarding a fort of school supplies, Miss Fowl fights off the worm. Outside, Jimmy raises an underpants flag. A popcorn machine creates mountains of popped kernels. Libby DJs at a turntable. Carl eats a donut and a hamburger at the same time. The kids dance in a line. Kids move their hands in front of the headlights of cars, which cast shadows on the school as fireworks go off above it. In the morning outside the school, Goddard sniffs. He licks Jimmy's exhausted-looking face.
Morning, Goddard. Oh, my head. What a night.
I'm stuffed now. I couldn't have enough. Okay, one more. I'm going to have one more, and then that'll be it.
Carl licks his fingers in his sleep.
What a battle. Are there any survivors?
Sheen drops in the popcorn.
Help me.
Jimmy shuffles past Nick, holding his belly.
I remember my first time. Shake it off, Neutron.
I gotta get home. Mom and Dad might be back by now. Come on, Goddard.
Jimmy and Goddard leave the trashed school. They pass TVs in a storefront. On them, a broadcast called Kids Special Report begins.
We interrupt this program to bring you this special report. Hey, knock it off, Arnie.
Trouble in paradise. That's what some kids are saying in the aftermath of yesterday's Mom and Dad Are Gone celebrations. Here's Courtney Tyler.
What started as an awesome day has become like a real bummer.
Help us!
I don't know how to make lunch! I want my pants!
Somebody hold me!
I was playing on the teeter totter, and the next thing I knew, I was on the ground, and my knee hurt!
The newscaster picks her nose.
Reports of tummy aches, owies, and constipation have reached epidemic numbers over the past few hours, with little indication of slowing down. And so we were going to see who could eat the most cotton candy. And I won.
His round body bulges.
I want my mommy.
His shirt splits.
So, there you have it.
She frowns.
I want my mommy, too.
Jimmy and Goddard arrive home.
Mom? Dad?
They head up the stairs. Jimmy stops, looking at a family photo on the wall. In it, he beams with his parents and Goddard. Jimmy frowns sadly.
What kind of parents take off and leave their kid?
He drags on. In his room, he sits on the bed.
And they didn't even say goodbye.
Goddard pads over and opens his mouth to reveal a projector.
Son, your mother and I just wanted to say goodnight.
Yes, and to tell you that we love you.
We only do what we do because we love you.
Maybe we can all go to Retroland next weekend, the three of us.
What about my fabulous dog, Goddard?
Sure, your fabulous dog, Goddard, too. Well, good night, son.
Good night, Jimmy. Sweet dreams. We'll see you in the morning.
They shut the door, and Goddard ends the projection. He looks back at Jimmy.
Okay, so they said goodnight. In the morning? Hey, wait a minute. Play back the last part again. Audio only.
Good night, Jimmy. Sweet dreams. We'll see you in the morning.
There. Now, why would she say that if they weren't going to be here? Come on, Goddard, we're going to the lab.
Now, a scanner compares handwriting.
Just as I thought. The serifs and kerning on this note don't match Mom and Dad's handwriting at all. These notes are fake. What is it, boy? The long-range space scanner. It detected something. Filtering out background radiation, and there it is! Jumping Jupiter. The Earth's been visited by aliens!
Later.
Okay, so, me, you, and a dog are gonna battle an alien civilization, right? By ourselves?
Oh, but he's a good dog, aren't you, boy?
Hey, you know, the last time we tried this, Jim, we couldn't even break free of the atmosphere.
I know, but I recalculated the thrust-to-fuel ratio, and I've adjusted the engine accordingly.
The ship breaks apart.
I can fix that.
Neutron!
A mob of kids shuffles into the yard.
Yeah?
What is it?
An angry mob!
Ah! Carl and Jimmy hide behind Jimmy's clubhouse.
In times of crises, intellectuals are always the first to go.
Well, they don't look angry. They look like they're about to barf.
Hey, let me go. You're messing with powers far beyond your mortal comprehension, my friend.
Okay, Neutron. Ultra Freakier says you really know what happened to all our parents.
Hey, Jimmy, how you doing? Hey, I didn't say nothing about our parents being abducted by aliens.
Where's my mom and dad?
Hey, what's the matter?
Let's go, Neutron. Goddard. Star map 72, please.
Huh? Goddard projects a star map.
Right about there. Long-range sensors picked up these ion trails, indicating the departure route for whatever alien intelligence has abducted our parents. And as you can see, they lead to somewhere in the Orion star system approximately 3 million light years away. So we'll need to leave by Friday. Okay, that gives us about 2 days to collect the necessary plutonium, design and test our fusion engines, and build our fleet of interstellar warships. We'll also need to bring snacks. Any questions?
He smiles smugly, and the kids gape at him. Goddard withdraws the map.
Are you sure about this, Neutron?
Well, the data seems to support this hypothesis.
Never argue with the data.
Sheen reads it.
Okay, Neutron, here's the lowdown. You get us to those kidnapping alien scuzzballs, and I'll take it from there. We're getting our parents back.
Now at Retroland, a boy unscrews nuts at the top of the giant Ferris wheel. The view pulls back, revealing the eyes missing from the gondola ride and two kids carrying a metal pipe. Jimmy holds a clipboard.
Okay, Ben, that's good. Let it down slow. Two more turns, Emma, not too tight.
Emma dangles as she turns a giant wrench.
Duct tape adhesion is within operational limits. Oh, what? Sandy? Hey, what did you do to that intergalactic starship?
We thought that the deep recesses of space could use a feminine touch. What do you think, Jimmy?
Yeah, it's okay, I guess. You kind of ruined it, though.
Hey, Jimmy! Do these fusion reactors need fuel rods?
Come on, Sheen, it's not rocket science! You just had to... Actually, I guess it is rocket science. No fuel rod, Sheen!
Okay.
Sheen tosses it, and it explodes in a puff of green smoke. Jimmy spray paints.
Final touch.
He pulls back a stencil, revealing a gold atom sign on his red and blue ship's vertical stabilizer. He grins at Goddard. Now he addresses the kids.
Good work, everybody. We're ready for intergalactic travel.
Neutron, this is gonna work, right?
Yeah, Jimmy. What if it doesn't work?
It will work. I'm 95% sure it will.
95?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the other 5%?
We blow up. Or just a little. Look, a 95 is still an A.
Yeah, I can deal with that. I never got a 95 in my life.
Cindy smiles at Nick.
You heard the man. Stop sucking your thumbs and let's light this candle.
They buckle in and lower safety bars. Cindy dons headphones, Sheen his mask, and Carl sucks his inhaler.
Goddard, initiate launch sequence.
Please make sure your seatbelts are fastened and remember to keep your hands and arms inside the vehicles at all times.
Jimmy drops change in a coin slot and his engine roars to life. He and Goddard blast off into the sky. Yeah! A car from the Bat Out of Hell ride, the eyes from the gondola, and a car from the volcano coaster all blast off into the air. A Viking ship circles upside down then takes off as a swing ride helicopters upward. A series of connected coaster cars blasts off the ride's incline as the Ferris wheel is thrown forward. Tentacles spinning, the octopus ride takes off, and the Ferris wheel rolls by. Carl's butterfly rocket bounces down the street as one of the mummy coaster cars sails into the sky. A giant hammer catapults a dragon rocket up and it zooms off. Now with Jimmy.
Come on, everybody, get in formation. Carl, you're too low.
Come on, you stupid butterfly!
Its wings flutter as it finally lifts and joins the other rockets in formation.
Go, counterpart, go!
Sheen zooms ahead.
Hang on, we're passing through the stratosphere. Now the mesosphere. Entering ionosphere.
Oh, now I know why they all end in fear!
Is it, baby? Engaging pulse rockets? Now!
Their rockets disengage, and they begin to fall.
Come on.
Their engines fire up, and they zoom through the Earth's atmosphere. The cluster of theme park ride rocket ships sails further from the blue planet behind them. They leave fiery engine trails in their wake as they head into space. Later, they move through the calm darkness lit by stars. The smaller ships lead the group. The Ferris wheel, octopus ride, and swing ride spin as they move through the galaxy. Now they pass a white comet.
Look, Goddard, the wonders of the universe. We are witnessing celestial events no person, or dog, has ever seen.
Cindy's rocket rides beside him.
It's incredible.
She smiles at Jimmy as a galaxy stretches beyond a sun. He smiles back. He shakes his head and looks forward. She pouts.
Beautiful. Isn't it, Nick?
Yeah. Wake me when we get there.
He puts up his feet.
Hey, Jimmy! Do you think we can rotate ships after a while?
Hey, we'll switch!
The kids spin dizzily on the octopus and swing rides. Carl squirts toothpaste into his mouth.
Hey, this astronaut food isn't too bad.
That's toothpaste, Carl.
Oh, minty.
A rock knocks it out of his hand.
What's happening?
Meteor shower! Evasive action!
Goddard pops up an umbrella. The rockets split formation as the meteors fly around them. Meteors pierce the Viking ship's sails as the kids on it take cover.
I do so relish these times of peril.
Sheen dons his mask as he bounces off several large space rocks. The Ferris wheel turns over. The line of coaster cars weaves through the incoming meteors. Rocks hit the spring-attached head on the swing ride. A hamburger spaceship flees an incoming boulder. Cindy and Libby dodge a maze of meteors.
That was close! Look out!
A large one speeds toward them. Cindy presses a button and a screw on the end of their ship breaks the meteor in half. With Jimmy and Goddard.
We gotta find shelter! Asteroids are in 236 mark 7 degrees. Come on!
Jimmy and the other kids steer their ships toward a dark asteroid. As they near it, Jimmy's ship drops wheeled landing gear. The Viking ship extends four posts. Feet in red boots pop out of the bottom of Carl's butterfly rocket. Later, the children sit around a couple of campfires, their ships parked in the dark.
So then, these three filmmakers find all these sticks in the trees, shaped like stick people. And the girl filmmaker starts crying, and her nose starts dripping, and they don't have any tissue at all.
Carl shakes.
None.
So then, they start to hear really scary noises and voices coming from outside. So they leave the tent.
Don't leave the tent! Don't leave the tent!
Oh, yeah, Carl. They leave the tent, and they follow the voices. When from out of the darkness comes the...
A kid in glasses pops out in front of Nick.
That was so choice. I should have seen your faces.
Did they really leave the tent, Nick?
Hey, there's a red giant. And that's a white dwarf.
You can relate, huh, Neutron?
Nick rolls over, and Jimmy hangs his head.
Hey, Jimmy, what's the matter?
Listen, in case you haven't noticed, I'm not exactly the tallest guy around. Shorty, Squirt, Small Stuff, Shrimp, gets to you after a while. And next year there'll be dances. What girl wants to dance with a guy who looks like he should still be in gymnastics, huh?
I didn't think we liked girls yet, Jim.
Carl leans in.
Oh, we don't. No. Oh,
okay.
Not yet. No. However, one day, Carl, an influx of hormones that we can't control will overpower our better judgment and drive us to pursue the female species against our will.
Stop talking like that, Jimmy! You're gonna give me nightmares!
Listen, I wouldn't worry, Carl. I have a feeling puberty is light years away for you and me.
Later, a comet passes overhead, reflected in Carl's glasses.
You know, we should have never wished on that star, Jimmy, because I miss my folks.
My mom used to tuck me in bed every night before she was abducted by aliens.
Before my dad was abducted by aliens, he would always read me to sleep.
And before my mom was abducted by aliens, she would rub my tummy and she'd sing. Nani, nani, nani.
What?
Nothing.
Come on, you guys. We gotta keep our heads. We'll find them.
Goddard lays his head on Jimmy's shoulder, who pats his nose affectionately. The kids shrink as the view pulls away, revealing the asteroid. The Ferris wheel and other rides stick out on the space rock's dark surface as it gets smaller and smaller. Later, the crew of ships clears a planet surrounded by rings, a sun shining behind them. As the smaller rockets lead the way, the larger rides spin and snake behind them into a greenish cloud. Goddard sniffs the air.
What is it?
He points off the end of the ship.
Sensor sweeps reveal many advanced cities and ion energy signatures. That's it! We found it! I repeat, we found it!
Yeah!
Nick, we'll contact you as soon as we find the parents, so you can kick some alien buttocks.
Piece of cake.
Okay, scouting party, follow me!
He takes off.
I'll be back!
Cindy, Libby, Carl, and Sheen follow. The search party separates from the others, descending to a green-lit planet. On it, they stand on a desert landscape.
Whoa, what is that?
An alien spaceship flies over a high-tech city. Smaller craft pass through an egg-shaped tunnel. Aliens float quickly along raised pathways in their shells. Police handle an alien spilled out of his shell onto the road. Another alien flips food into his mouth from a grill. Elaborate gold egg-shaped buildings rest between the paths. Jimmy and the others watch from a slit in the side of a path.
Wow. We've evolved beyond the need for mere conventional bodies. They must be an advanced species millions of years ahead of us.
Wow. When I sneeze, it looks like an advanced species, too.
Ew!
Goddard extends a pointing finger.
Okay, they're this way.
Inside a palace, the adults wear devices on their heads.
Right this way, sir.
The king passes through the adults.
Hoopla, these humans look so scrawny. Hardly very appetizing. Are you sure they're yummy?
I assure you, my slimy sovereign. Poultry will be quite pleased. Humans are mostly water with a crunchy, bony center. Think nuts and chew.
There they are.
What are they doing?
What are those goofy-looking things on their heads?
It looks like some kind of mind control device.
Mom, Dad, it's me, Jimmy. Over here.
Jim, Jimmy's James, James, Jim, big, fiery, flying Jimmy. Hi, Jimmy. Some dream, huh? Attack of the big egg people. I think I've seen this one before.
No, Dad. You're wearing a mind control device. Take yours off. Hurry.
Hugh pulls a cable free.
Dad?
Intruder alert! Intruder alert!
Dad,
big,
no,
fiery,
no, no,
intruder
shh.
Alert!
He flaps his arms.
Jimmy, your dad's like a mind-controlled duck man.
Let's get out of here!
Jimmy and the search party run for a door at the end of the chamber, but it shuts. They turn, facing guards. Now, they are led into a massive throne room.
Well, well, if it isn't the littlest rescue party, how cute! Hello, itty-bitty humans.
You let us go, you big ball of phlegm!
That's no way to talk to the king! He is the royal phlegm!
Blah.
Sorry, sire.
I think it's only fair to warn you that if you don't release us within 24 hours, an army of highly trained combat specialists is poised to destroy your entire planet.
Oh, really?
Really?
Oh, my. Our entire planet. Whatever shall we do? Do you mean this army of highly trained combat specialists?
Hey, Nick! Oh, man.
Get your grubs off me, egghead!
They shock Nick.
Don't look so surprised. We're an advanced alien race. What did you expect?
What do you want with our parents?
Oh, it's not what I want. It's what Poltra wants.
Who's Poltra?
Poltra is our god, the mightiest, most ferocious creature in all... Oh, I get tired of answering this. Roll tape.
An oblong monitor rises from the floor.
Hello and welcome to our special edition of Poltra, God of Wrath. Brought to you by Goomblast.
Commercials. Hate them.
Welcome back. If you're watching this, chances are your friends and or relatives are about to be sacrificed to the mighty Poltra, which is a great honor indeed.
Oh, and very painful.
And this year's human sacrifices feature something very special. Actual humans.
And it's all thanks to Jimmy Neutron.
Greetings from planet Earth. I'm Jimmy Neutron, and you're an alien life form.
You know, without the coordinates you gave us, we never would have found your puny little planet. For such a tiny Earthling, you've been a very big help, Jimmy Neutron. Guards, throw these minuscule vermin into the dungeon until they're of worthier size. And, give Mr. Neutron the presidential suite.
What?
Jimmy glowers at him. A guard shocks him. The king grabs Goddard.
Ooh, isn't this a funny, funny little toy?
Goddard bites his arm.
Get it off me! Take this infernal thing to the lab and have it torn apart.
Oh, yes, great saliva-armed one.
Ublar takes Goddard.
Hold it.
No.
Hold along.
Goddard!
Move. A jagged door shuts between them. The view moves downward, passing through the thick floor. Pipes filled with green liquid run between the rocky walls. A barred window shines light into a dingy cell. A rat scampers along a pipe.
So, it was Neutron all along. I mean, he got us into this.
Hey, Jimmy, didn't your parents ever tell you not to talk to strangers?
That's rule number one.
Oh, come on, you guys. Give him a break. Jimmy didn't mean to ruin our lives and get our parents eaten by a giant space monster.
She's right. We need to ask ourselves, what would Ultralar do?
Well, let's think about that, Shane. Maybe sit on a shelf because he's a doll!
He's not a doll! He's an action figure! There's a difference!
Come on, Nick. Let Shane talk. Maybe he's onto something. What would Ultralar do, Shane?
Well, in episode 224, he fried the Z-Bot's brain with his heat-seeking infra-thought. It was cool!
Shane looks up dreamily.
Well, I'm convinced, folks. That's pretty much the stupidest thing I've ever heard!
No. This is the stupidest thing you've ever heard.
Oh, you are such
guys.
A baby.
Why don't you leave me alone?
Cindy goes to a window to the next cell.
Jimmy, you there? Look, don't listen to them. They're just scared. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Don't be so hard on yourself. We'll get out of this.
He doesn't face her.
Okay. So, you made a mistake. Beating yourself up isn't gonna fix anything. You know, I was the smartest kid in school until you came along. And I admit you know more about some things than I do. But I know one thing that you don't seem to get. And that's that we're never getting out of here without you.
He looks up.
So why don't you buck up, mister? And put that big brain of yours back to work. Nick can handle the fighting stuff, but first we have to get out of this cell.
Cindy? Why are you being so nice to me?
Because there's a bunch of kids in here that need you. And I do too.
Cindy looks down. In the other cell, Carl stares at an alien's chained skeleton.
I am never complaining about my parents again.
A spider drops.
We didn't even get our one phone call. That's it!
Libby, let me see your cell phone.
Okay, but I don't think my service plan covers anything outside our solar system.
Who are you calling?
A friend of mine.
In a dark lab, Goddard lies on an exam table.
All right, little Earth doggy. Ooblot is going to take you apart into tiny little pieces.
As he points a screwdriver, a hand pops out of Goddard. It wiggles its fingers at Ooblot, who watches dizzily as the hand moves.
Hey, give me that!
Goddard takes his screwdriver.
Fine, we'll use this one then.
Goddard bites his wrench. Goddard swallows it.
Would you stop that? Those are mine!
The hand pops out of Goddard again and spins Ooblot. It uses a marker to draw a silly face on his shell. Goddard holds up a mirror.
Oh, that's not funny. Stop it, Bert, and give me my thing.
Meanwhile...
Come on, boy, pick up.
In the lab.
Oh, good, good. Perhaps we'll get somewhere.
Goddard, you're okay. I miss you too, boy. Listen, what's your situation? Evil scientist, huh? Okay, I got an idea. Put me on speaker, Goddard.
Ooblot lifts Goddard's underbelly cover.
Danger, danger. You have initiated self-destruct sequence alpha.
Ooh, that's my bad. Back in you go.
Self-destruct sequence is now engaged.
No. I put it back in. You understand me?
This unit will yield a 50 megaton nuclear blast in exactly 10 seconds.
That's not good.
Please clear a 30 square mile area. Thank you and have a nice day. 10, 9,
no, that not.
7,
mother.
He flees the lab.
Is he gone, boy?
Oh.
Great. Lock onto the signal and get here as fast as you can.
Goddard wiggles his backside and takes off. Now, he helicopters down to the prison cells, landing behind a guard.
Halt! Who goes there?
Oh, the guard!
By order of the most esteemed King Gubat, it is my great privilege and honor to mercilessly exterminate you.
Think. Goddard, play dead!
Goddard explodes as Jimmy plugs his ears. The cell door falls down as Goddard regenerates. He runs to Jimmy.
Aw, good boy, Goddard! Good boy! Guess I'll make that bug a feature, huh?
Good dog!
Way to go, robot! You're a good robot!
Come on, let's get the others!
Nice work, Jimmy!
Jimmy pulls a lever, opening the doors, and the others run out.
Hey, Cindy. Thanks. If you ever tell anyone I was nice to you, you'll wind up looking like that guy.
The guard is a puddle of goo.
Let's go, Neutron! It's egg scrambling time!
Wait for me, Nick!
Come back!
He looks down.
Please?
The guard's eyes wear a pitiful look. Elsewhere, alien citizens file into an arena. Inside, the massive stadium is filled with onlookers. A giant egg rests at the center. The king floats on a throne in the stands.
Ring up the humans!
Aliens blow horns and beat a giant drum. Civilians wave the robotic arms excitedly as a ship lands in the arena. Its landing gear drops and a door opens. Nearby, an alien in a trucker hat picks up a bejeweled control stick.
Come on, it's showtime. Everybody out.
As he moves the control, the kid's parents march out of the spaceship. They teeter on each foot in unison, each wearing green spherical devices on their heads. They form a circle on the platform that holds the egg. The king points to a DJ.
Kick it!
The DJ loads a disc into a mouth slot in its metal shell. The mind-controlled adults begin the chicken dance. Ooblot dances along as Jimmy's parents shake their rear ends. As the parents dance blindly, the DJ does the movements with them. Elsewhere, the children overlook the arena.
Oh, look, you guys, a football game!
I don't think so, Carl. Goddard, binoscope mode.
Goddard's ears tilt back as his eyes raise and extend like binoculars. A viewing screen emerges from his head. The children stare at their parents on screen.
Wow, what a lame halftime show.
They're making our parents dance so lame.
No, my dad really dances like that.
Carl's dad adds in additional dorky dance moves.
The festival is starting.
Our parents, they'll be eaten.
Nobody eats my parents unless I say so. Come on.
They follow Nick.
Begin the incubation.
Flames heat the egg. An alien in a golden spiked shell controls them.
Come on, Nick! Show them what you're made of!
Guards stop him.
Halt! Hey, cool spear.
Well, you really think so? Well, yeah, I guess so, because
mind
I saw
if
this
I
one.
I try!
Nick steals the guard's spear and hits both of them with it.
My hero!
Nick checks his nails. The kids run to the arena entrance, Nick at the lead. Wielding the guard spear, he runs toward the giant egg and the parents. The egg cracks open and three branched eyes pop out. As Nick gapes at them, they glare. Nick drops the spear and flees, arms overhead. The kids part for him as he passes.
My hero?
Okay, we need another plan. Probably a Nicholas one.
Nick shakes in the corner. Two massive reptilian feet extend from the shell, stretching out toward their parents. Jimmy, Cindy, Goddard, and the others stare as the giant green-scaled legs extend into a standing position.
Citizens of Iokas, I, King Goomoth the Fifth, give you sacrifice!
The egg shatters, dusting the audience. A fluffy-bodied, giant-beaked chick with three eyes stands before them.
That's a big chicken.
Sheen's eye twitches. The chick stretches, flapping its tiny wings and exposing its pointed teeth. They cover their ears.
What do we do now?
Jimmy jogs to another corner of the arena, looking around. The spaceship that held their parents takes off toward a nearby building. Jimmy looks at the mind-control device on a parent's head, then at the controller in the alien in the hat's hand. He closes his eyes.
Think!
The view travels through his ear and into his pink, pulsing brain. It zooms past neurons, an image of the spaceship, and an image of the control stick.
Brain blast! Okay, everybody, listen up! We don't have much time. I've got to make it to that control tower. Cindy, Libby, you and the others keep the guards busy until Sheen arrives with the ship.
Okay, I heard the ship part, but, was that Sheen get the ship?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wait,
Listen, there's a transport ship in that airfield big enough to carry all of us out of here. I need you to get it here as fast as you can.
But I don't have a driver's license. I have no hand-eye coordination.
Sheen, ask yourself, what would Ultra Lord do?
Sheen looks up, then dons his mask.
I accept this responsibility, understanding the consequences that you've bestowed against me.
Meanwhile,
Ultra Dindins, yummy, yummy, foody, woody.
The chick covers their parents in saliva.
This is it, people. These crummy aliens stole our parents. It's time to show them what we're made of. We're tough. We're mean. Darn it, we're carbon-based life forms. Now who's gonna kick buttocks?
You're carbonated life forms!
Jimmy leads the kids and Goddard as they charge into the arena, wearing determined looks. At the throne.
What is this? Stop those kids!
Guards fly toward them, splitting up as they chase after various children.
Cindy! Purple Flurk!
He throws her a can and she chugs it.
Dragon whips her tail!
She strikes a crane pose, then spins and kicks a guard, breaking open his shell. As a guard chases a girl, a boy shoots Jimmy's sucker gun at him and yanks it back, shooting him out of his shell.
Let's dance!
Libby hooks her headphones on a guard's shell antenna. She turns up the volume on her player. His gooey body bursts out of the arms of his shell. It drops, cracking open.
Yeah, Jimmy!
They run off.
Come on, boy!
Jimmy and Goddard hop in the shell.
Jimmy!
Carl! Show and tell!
He draws his inhaler.
Well, come here, you!
He sprays it in a guard's face.
Oh, I can't see! I can't see!
The guard crashes into a wall.
You want some? You want some? You want a piece of me?
I didn't think so.
Carl sucks on it and spins it proudly. Jimmy and Goddard take off in the shell. flying around the chick's head.
Crunchy, crunchy time. There you go.
The controller makes the parents bow.
Whoa. Fetch, boy!
Goddard takes the control and they fly away.
Come back here!
Woody up!
Jimmy uses the control stick to straighten the parents as the chick arches. Jimmy jerks it. The parents step aside as the chick stuffs its beak into the platform, trapping it.
Hey, nice party! Got a blast! Okay, let's move out!
Jimmy controls the parents to march out of the arena.
God, vaporize the earth, brats!
The guards shoot electrical sparks with their spears at Jimmy and Goddard, who dodge them.
Hurry! Head to the exit!
The chick pulls out its beak.
Hey, where's she?
The chick charges off the platform toward them. As they reach the exit, the chick steps down in front of it. An incoming spaceship strikes the chick in the back of the head and it topples sideways. The ship lands in the arena.
All right, Sheen!
It opens and Sheen steps out.
Your ship awaits, Captain Jimmy.
Tottering, he salutes. The chick leans on one foot toward the stands. Its fluffy rear end hovers over them dangerously. It stumbles toward the throne, and the king holds Ublar in front of him.
Ublar, protect!
The chick's head crashes into them.
Oh,
Ublar's shell breaks.
Everybody to the ship!
The crowd of kids and parents cross the arena.
Odra, quickly! Your dinner's getting away! Okay,
Jimmy keeps watch while the others run onto the ship. The chick's eyes focus. Jimmy and Goddard hurry onto the ship. In the ship's control room.
Gotta do this quick! Launch positions. Core temperature optimal. Engaging primary plasma coils. Beginning countdown.
I think we better
10,
leave now.
9, 8.
The chick's in front of them.
1!
Cindy hits the go button. The engines blast on and the ship soars between the chick's legs. Sheen holds on. They sail over the king's destroyed throne and out of the arena.
To the ships!
And could someone bring me a bucket?
The kid's stolen spaceship leaves the green planet. Inside,
Jimmy! Here they come!
A swarm of ships follows. Inside the king's ship.
Time to discipline the naughty children. Open fire!
Giant laser guns pop out of the alien ships and fire on the kids. The cluster of attacking ships close behind. The kid's ship mirrors a sun. In the control room.
Okay. Who wants fried chicken?
Jimmy slams a floor pedal and the ship veers tightly around the sun's surface, followed by the swarm. Jimmy weaves the ship between flares on the sun's surface. An attacking ship bursts as a flare hits it. More ships explode, caught in the field of fiery projectiles. Two ships zoom ahead in the wake of another's pieces. They speed away from the sun's surface.
So, Neutron, now it's just you and I! All weapons online!
The Lord is not afraid of chickens. He is not afraid.
The ship rocks as King Gubat's ship fires on them.
Okay, maybe a little bit afraid of chickens.
This thing's too slow. I can't outrun him. Incoming message. On screen.
It fills the windshield.
You see, Jimmy, you can't win. All of your friends and family would be safe at home if it wasn't for one little problem. You.
Little.
Now you all must die.
Little, huh? Duh. I'll show you, little.
Cindy, take over. Come on, boy.
What are you doing? Is this one of those macho things?
In an elevator.
I know we haven't field tested this feature yet, but we have no choice, buddy.
The ship opens.
Goddard!
Jimmy drops onto Goddard's back as he transforms into a motorcycle. His feet blast off like engines. His license plate reads Bad Dog. Jimmy rides him toward King Gubat's ship.
Would you look at this? I do believe he's going to ram us, Ublar. Remind me to clean the windshield later.
Ublar pokes out of a small cup. Jimmy and the ship close in on each other.
You steal my parents. You threaten my dog.
Itsy bitsy Jimmy Neutron.
He does look a bit small and silly, doesn't he, sire?
You attacked my friends, and you made fun of my size.
Tiny, tiny. So tiny.
Well, I may be small, but I've got a big brain.
Jimmy draws his shrink ray, setting it to planet size. He expands several times the size of the ship.
No, not tiny.
The ship halts in front of Jimmy.
Can't we just call this whole thing a mistake and go back to your plan, rendezvous for Universal Brotherhood and whatnot?
Jimmy grins, then blows the ship into a nearby asteroid. It explodes. King Goobot floats in a puddle.
You've not seen the last of us, Jimmy Neutron!
Jimmy passes over him, frying his edges.
You look marvelous, sunny side up, sir. That's no joke.
Jimmy rides Goddard alongside the ship.
Activate! Captain! Orbiting around Jimmy's big head. Estimated time to ear, 7 minutes.
Later, Jimmy and Goddard enter a large chamber where his friends are reuniting with their parents. Cindy approaches.
So, I guess I can't call you short anymore.
Don't worry. I'm sure there are all kinds of other insults you can come up with.
He continues on. Carl's mom rubs his belly.
Let me tell you, as soon as we get home,
we're going out dancing!
Carl's dad thrusts his hips and dances off.
Ultra Dad!
Ultra Son!
Sheen hugs his dad, who also wears an Ultra Lord mask.
Hey, Neutron! Nice job.
Nick gives Jimmy his lollipop.
Thanks.
Jimmy takes it, then makes a face and tosses it. Jimmy spots his dad removing his mom's mind control device. She perks up and touches his hand. Jimmy frowns.
Mom, Dad, I should have listened to you when you said don't talk to strangers. See, I guess I thought I was smart enough to do everything on my own. That I didn't need you. But I was wrong. I love you guys.
We love you too, Jimmy. Having a genius for a son may not always be easy, but it's always interesting. You make us so proud.
You sure do, son. You know, not every family gets to ride in an alien spaceship hurtling through the universe at warp speeds millions of miles from home. We thank you for that.
Now you gotta admit, that is pretty neat.
The ship travels through the galaxy. At home, Jimmy's mom serves eggs.
There you are, gentlemen.
Ah! Freeze!
It's okay, girl. It's just breakfast.
I knew that.
I don't remember buying this brand of soda.
No, Mom. Mom, you,
Jimmy, it's just soda.
Mom, no!
She drinks it.
Goodness! Excuse me.
Boy, it's a scorcher out there. Oh, thanks,
Hugh.
Honey.
Hugh drinks it.
Well, at least it's coming out of the attic, not the basement.
Hugh! Mom!
Carl smacks the table as Hugh gestures, pretending to speak.
James Isaac Neutron!
Jimmy blinks. The view moves away from their kitchen window and above their house to birds flying overhead. Ears turning, Goddard chases them in the air. Cut to black. Credits appear. Directed by John A. Davis. Screenplay by John A. Davis and David N. Weiss and J. David Stem and Steve Odekirk. Story by John A. Davis and Steve Odekirk. Produced by Steve Odekirk. Produced by John A. Davis and Albie Hecht. Executive producers, Julia Pistor, Keith Alcorn. Co-producers, Paul Marshall, Gina Shea. Production designer, Fred Klein. Edited by John Michael Price and Gregory Perler. Music by John Debney. Music supervisors, Jeff Carson and Frankie Pine. In the school's hallway, the apple worm with rows of teeth rears its head. Miss Fowl rides it.
Onward, Mr. Wiggles! We reach the cafeteria by dawn!
The worm lunges at us as we cut to black. Credits roll. It was me, my brother, my mom, and my pop, and my little sister. All hopped in the car and headed downtown to the gallery mall. My mom started bugging with the clothes she chose. I didn't say nothing at first, I just turned my nose. She said, what's wrong? This shirt cost $50. I said, this shirt is whack and it's not worth a dollar. The next half hour was the same old thing. My mom buying me clothes from 1993. Then she lost the money and did to alternate. I asked her for assistance and she brought me skips. I said, Mom, what you doing? You're ruining my rep. She said, you're only a kid. You don't have a rep yet. So to you all the kids across the
No need to all be telling, just don't understand.
Nah, nah,
come on,
they don't understand.
Nah, they don't understand.
They ain't gonna get it. No, no, if you feel me,
holler all you kids from across the land.
Nah, nah,
come on,
they don't understand.
Nah, they don't understand.
They ain't gonna get it. No, no, if you feel me,
holler all you kids from across the land.
Underdig the situation. Mom bounced out for a week's vacation, and she left the keys to the 500. Was she mine? Why she gon' know? I just get a Benz, a little spin. See what it look like with 20-inch rims. Then I'd be the man in my neighborhood. Well, maybe I shouldn't. Yeah, of course I should. You paying attention cause the plot gets hot. Yo, I pulled the whip up to the end of the block. That's when I saw this dime piece staring in my grill. My diamond rings glaring from the staring wheel. Then she tried to pretend like she ain't noticed Nick. So I blow her a kiss like I know this chick.
How do I know you're not sick? You could be some kind of lunatic.
Aw, come on, sugar. It's Nick from Nick. Besides, would a lunatic push a whip like this?
Nah,
come on.
They don't understand.
Nah, they don't understand.
They ain't gonna get it. No, no, if you feel me.
Holler all you kids all across the land.
I agreed and we were on our way. He was looking real good, so was I must say. Whose car is this? I'm a little curious.
So I smashed on the gas, fast and furious.
Wasn't impressed with the way he burned rubber. The car phone rang.
Yo, who is it?
Your mother.
On the phone wildin', the way my mom sounded.
There was no way to avoid being grounded.
I can't believe it, I just made a mistake. Well, parents are the same no matter time or place.
So to you all the kids across the land,
take it from me, parents just don't understand.
Nah, nah, come on,
they don't understand.
Nah, they don't understand.
They ain't gonna get it. No, no.
Kids all across the land.
Trademark Nickelodeon, Jimmy Neutron Boy Genius, and all related titles, characters, and logos are trademarks of Viacom International, Inc. Copyright 2001 by Paramount Pictures and Viacom International, Inc. All rights reserved. The characters and events in this motion picture are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons or events is unintentional. This motion picture is protected under laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution.
Jimmy Neutron.
Logos appear. A purple circle with a hole appears with a word below it. O Entertainment. Stars form an arch over a distinctive pyramid-like mountain. Paramount, a Viacom company.